It's Wednesday, August 26th, and this is Tim Pitchell back for another Procrastination Boo. Today I want to talk about hope. I think lots of us know hope in our lives, but we haven't probably sat down to formally define it. Something that Rick Snyder, formerly Charles Richard Snyder, has done many years ago. Rick defined hope as the perceived capability to derive pathways to desired goals and motivate oneself via agency thinking to use those pathways. Well, then hope is the inverse of procrastination, I would say. To the extent that we're hopeful, we're not going to procrastinate. And in fact, that's what some recent research has found, that among other things, hope is positively associated with achievement from grade school right through to college, as well as it's related to maladaptive studying and examination taking strategies. So, you know, hope has always been related to these sorts of things, but in a recent study, we've seen that hope is positively correlated with procrastination, negatively correlated with procrastination. The more hope you have, the less procrastination. Low hope students seem to use more avoidant coping strategies, and one of these is procrastination. So how do you get around this? Well, one aspect might be changing our attributions about a situation. This is known as attributional retraining. Rather than attributing a recent failure to a lack of ability, something we can't do much about or be hopeful about, we can learn to see the important role of effort in our performance. So not thinking about ability, but effort. And attribute our performance more to effort or lack thereof. So we can change effort and maintain hope for the future. But it can be more than this, you know. In fact, the authors of the study argue that it could be that helping graduate students clarify why they are in school and what they intend to do with their advanced degrees is equally effective. And this is because they studied graduate students for their study. But in any case, helping anyone clarify who they are and what they intend to do may be a real important route to ending procrastination. And in that case, you know, I think that it's this whole linking of personal meaning to our goals to the task at hand that makes all the difference. When we do this, it allows us to find meaning in what may be seem like a meaningless task when we connect it to our values and why we're doing it. And linking the task to our values and finding meaning in the task also reduces task aversiveness. That's something that really usually leads to procrastination. So the role of hope is huge in our lives, and specifically in relation to reducing the amount of avoidant coping we do and procrastination. As always, you can learn more at procrastination.ca. I've written a blog about this on Psychology Today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.